WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. Election day finally here. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on Donald Trump's closing night.
Donald Trump in Grand Rapids after barnstorming three swing states in just one day. Trump repeatedly turning to personal insults and dark rhetoric in his closing message, even referring to Nancy Pelosi, the first female House Speaker in U.S. history, with an expletive.
It starts with a B, but I won't say it. I want to say it.
The former president casting doubt on the outcome before votes are even counted by once again spreading false claims about election integrity.
And ABC's Mary Bruce with more on Kamala Harris.
Harris spending the last day of this race barnstorming Pennsylvania. She's visited the must-win state 18 times since launching her campaign, more than any other battleground. Her team telling us they've knocked on 5 million doors in this state. The vice president joining them, trying to get out every last vote.
This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Well, folks, today's the day. Remember, it's not just the presidential race. We have races up and down the ballot here in the Badger State. One of the biggest is for U.S. Senate. Democrat Tammy Baldwin has been in the Senate representing Wisconsin since 2013. One of the things that makes Wisconsin purple and unique is the fact that we have both a Republican and a Democrat representing the state in the Senate. Republican Eric Hovde has challenged her. His family owns a property development company here in Madison, and he's the CEO of banks headquartered in California. The last time Baldwin ran for re-election back in 2018, she beat conservative Leah Vukmir by 11 percentage points. In fact, a Democrat has held this seat since 1957. A loss for her would be historic. And voters will also decide whether to add an amendment to the Wisconsin state constitution that would state only U.S. citizens can vote in elections here. But here's the thing, that's already true. Only U.S. citizens can cast a ballot under federal law, and it's already in our state constitution saying only U.S. citizens above age 18 can vote. Republicans have been talking about the threat of non-citizens casting ballots for years, despite little proof it actually happens. But experts say keeping the topic alive helps the GOP keep the focus on immigration, helps the party explain past election defeats, and lays the groundwork for post-election lawsuits. Alex Scher, who reports in Wisconsin for VoteBeat, says they're talking about something that's not really happening.
So you're seeing talking points used across the nation, regardless how relevant they may be. It's certainly building some traction in Wisconsin. The allegation that non-citizens are voting en masse is as baseless as it's ever been, but the use of the talking point has undoubtedly increased substantially in the past year.
5% of people who live here in Wisconsin are not U.S. citizens. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News on your election day.
The Bucks' losing streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost in the final minute to the Cleveland Cavaliers, 116-114. Giannis out with a groin injury. The Bucks have now lost six games in a row. After the loss, Doc Rivers asked, "How do you keep the players positive when you're 1-6?"
I think the team's very positive. I think they're upbeat. No one wants to lose. We got some tough games coming up. We win three or four in a row, and then if you're 5-6, you have an 80% chance to make the playoffs.
Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers, won their home opener over Holy Cross, 85-61. They'll host Montana State Thursday. NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur on what he and his coaching staff will be doing during the team's bye week.
A lot of times it gets a little overblown. I mean, we're always on top of the self-scout and what we got to do and what people are seeing. We'll get a good jump start just with today, the ability to watch tape really from anywhere. So I'm going to let the staff get out of here and just do everything on their own.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. An isolated strong to severe storm, not terribly likely, but is possible, so be weather aware today. Our high 66, tonight down to 42, tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy and cooler with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is here. It is election day. Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Make sure you go to vote. Make sure you join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom right in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
This is it. Just one more day. One more day. One more day left in one of the most consequential elections of our lifetime, and momentum is on our side. Momentum is on our side. Can you feel it? We have momentum, right?
LFG! LFG, let's go! I'm going to do wardrobe changes. I have a lot of Blue Wave shirts to get through this morning. Let's do this, people! Happy Election Day.
Happy Election Day, finally.
Dixville Knox has spoken. Three of those people put the dicks in Dixville Knox, let me just say. Well, it is officially tied. Three votes for Trump, three votes.
Dixville Knox historically does not have a good track record of predicting who is president.
This just is not helping my gastrointestinal distress. Can I have, I think we need Yankee Doodle Fart for everybody this morning.
Oh,
I listen, we'll take more calls than usual because I know we need, a lot of people need to process their emotion today and their bowels with Mama. Yes, they each got three votes in Dixville Natch. Notch.
Pardon. Natch?
Natch. I meant Knox.
Yeah. Notch.
However, I think this is a good harbinger, Chris. Extra points for that word.
Yeah.
It's a community of four registered Republicans and two undecided. So the fact that, I'm just going to say that's a good sign. Three went for Kamala.
What is the industry of Dixville Notch? What do they do there?
What do they do there?
Why do only six people live in that town?
All right. So happy election day,
yes.
Everybody. Chris, everybody has a, could you take your organ out for yourself, please? The listeners I'm seeing on Twitter and Threads have formed a protective circle around you as you have decided to wait till election day to vote. So they've formed a protective circle against oncoming trucks, meteors, you know, alien abductions until you vote, and then screw you. You're on your own.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then they're like, we don't care.
Feel
we get
so,
his vote.
So nice. Then. You just want one thing from me and then screw you.
That's it. All right, so we have Cub reporter Charlie Pierce, and we have Dean Obadala. We are. It is a real. I'm going to take every silver lining I can get this morning.
All right.
Hold, please. Oh, stories about Trump's teeny tiny crowds.
Does
he have mini bands playing now? Teeny tiny crowds. I think that's a sign. Hold, please. I'm looking for my story. Thank you. Okay, it's Mini Kiss.
They did exist as a band in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I'm telling the listener who might not.
I know I'm not supposed to get on the Poli coaster, but this one's fun. Wow. Do 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 do. Fun!
Wow!
In the final PBS NPR Marist poll, Kamala Harris holds a four-point lead over Trump, lead out just outside the poll's three-and-a-half-point margin of error.
Is that a national
poll? Yes, of likely voters. Did you want me to wipe my ass with that?
National polls.
Here's another one.
National polls.
I said this to you yesterday. I don't care about the partisan, like, just polls that make me happy or blah, blah, blah. It's people that have been right. So the red wave pollsters were wrong. They were all some of these right-wing pollers that are doing it on purpose, right? I don't either to keep Trump happy or the Trump base energized or whatever
Nate
it is.
Silver used to
but
be.
they're trying to, like, throw them into the averages so they skew. Anyway, my point is they were wrong. The Iowa pollster, everyone says in the business, she's like the gold standard in Iowa. So I don't know if Kamala Harris is going to win Iowa, but, you know, I'm just saying she is known as a really, really accurate pollster. I thought this one was really interesting. John Ralston, who's, you know, again, sort of revered there in Nevada. He's the editor of the Nevada Independent, predicted Harris is going to win in Nevada, which is not which is not what's coming up in the polling. So that's interesting. But he really knows his state. He's on the ground there. He said he explained it this way. He said usually Democrats fueled by the machine that Harry Reid built erect a firewall in populous Clark County. This time Trump and company discovered it might be smart to encourage Republicans to vote early and even by mail. The horror. The GOP vote has been front loaded. The inverse is true. The question is whether Democrats can overcome a 43,000-plus GOP ballot lead as I write this. Nevertheless, he ultimately concluded that Harris's win will win a coin flip race there because of undecided voters' decisions to coalesce around Harris and the Democrats' superior political operation.
All right.
And he was saying non-major party voters are the plurality in the state. They make up 30% or so of the electorate. If they swing enough towards Harris, she will win. And that's what it's showing. Those undecided people in the middle are breaking pretty largely for Kamala Harris. So we shall see.
We'll find out in the next few days.
I think we're going to win big, and all the pollsters and pundits, I'm going to have to go strangle each of them individually. So I'll be on a long tour after the election today.
Don't strangle that Iowa lady.
No, not her.
Okay.
Some people will be spared.
Okay. good.
And I'm not very strong, as you know. I only lift girl weight, so it's not a real strength.
Right.
It's just they won't even know that something's on their neck. They'll be like, what is
a
that?
A gnat. You know.
Flick my spindly little arms away.
Yeah, your little sparrow fingers.
Yeah. Huggity, 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 huggity. That's me imitating a pundit. Huggity, 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 huggity. All right. So, what?
No.
What?
No.
All right. I am, sorry. I have a big stack today. It's election day.
Did I send you too much?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm saving the giant spider invasion for Frangela.
Okay. Good.
Just for something else to think about. Something else to be horrified about besides a Trump prank. I can't even say it. The Philadelphia district attorney. Good. This is what we need.
Yes.
This is what we need.
This guy.
Oh, you know, I'm fully going to be on the, what do you call it, off the Merrick Garland train with Dino Vitale later.
Well.
I forgot to mention to Allison Gill that, the reporting that even Biden has admitted Merrick Garland was a mistake. So, this is what where am I? Hold, please. This is the kind of lawman we need in these here parts,
yes,
Christopher.
Yes, I've heard.
Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner warned anyone planning to play militia and intimidate voters on polling day to F around and find out.
Oh.
During a fiery speech, he said, among other things, anybody who thinks it's time to insult, to deride, to mistreat, to threaten people, F around and find out. We do have the cuffs, we have the jail cells, we have the Philly juries, we have the state prisons. So if you're going to try and turn an election into some form of coercion, if you're going to try to bully people, bully votes or voters, you're going to try to erase votes, you're going to try any of that nonsense, we're not playing. F around and find out. Last week, he urged voters and polling location workers to report people who are falsely challenging vote after vote on election day. Let me just say one thing. Of course, he doesn't say it. It's all largely maggots that are doing that kind of stuff.
Of
you don't
it is.
Hear about Democrats doing that. And that's part of their chaos plan. Just challenge every vote, intimidate voters.
Yep.
I mean, it's obviously the people behind January 6th. This is their playbook again. You know?
I'm surprised he didn't say, we have the batteries.
Oh, I see, because they famously threw batteries at Santa.
Yep.
Was it the at a, fans?
At a game, a football game or
Philadelphia
something.
Eagles game?
Yeah, I
think
so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like they gave out.
Philly don't mess around.
They gave out transistor radios. The radios had batteries in them. The fans took the batteries out and chucked them.
I've dated a couple of Philly girls.
Okay.
So they will cut a bitch.
Uh-huh.
I'm just telling you right
now. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Where do we start on Trump's? What is happening? I mean, seriously, teeny tiny crowds. He is just. Oh my God! You can tell he knows he's going to lose. Angry, just lashing out. Even oh my God! By the way, get the pay-per-view because he went. He did a huge chunk about Adam Schiff again,
who
was fantastic and funny, and is a very attractive man
with a normal size neck
and head.
I dare say
this is his closing argument is going off on Adam Schiff's neck and head again.
Yep.
Oh my God. He was right next to me. Look at the pictures. Ah, oh, good God. All right, so here's the good news. What? Today we will have, by the end of today, a Senator Adam Schiff of the great state of California and losing to Loserton from Losertown, Donald Trump, even if we don't know today. Okay. Where was I? Let's see. Of course the Iowa poll is fake. Here we go again. So is this, yes, 12. Uh-huh. Yeah.
They just announced a fake poll.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, think of it. Oh. Right before the election, that I'm 3 points down. I'm not down in Iowa.
Okay.
I got $28 billion for the farmers.
What?
No, you didn't.
$28
billion. No, you didn't. Oh, my God, no, you didn't. Maybe Iowa farmers are finally waking up.
He lies.
Oh, my God, he's such a liar. But the John Deere factory, all of it. The farmers are the ones that were... Okay, I don't even get me started. Tariffs, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know. I think it's good news that either he's just lying like usual or the people are telling him he's ahead by a lot. There is not one poll that he's ahead by a lot. Yeah. They're either tied or she's ahead.
It's his cheap salesman technique.
Yes.
He tells you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
We're leading by a lot.
No, you're not.
We're leading by numbers that nobody's ever seen before. Some
no
people
one's ever
say,
seen.
You know, I really don't believe these polls. This is going to be a landslide because, you know. We did a great job for 4 years.
Did we?
This timeshare is leading other timeshares by a lot.
By a lot. This is the best timeshare of all the timeshares. Oh, my God. Please tell me this show is going to be over today. Can I have the tiniest of violins? This is about his crowd size. This might bother him. I'm not sure if it may. I think it may. This may catch his attention. You can't do both? You can't poke him, man?
No.
Okay, fine. At a pre-election day rally here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Gosh, we had a huge, enthusiastic crowd in Raleigh.
We do.
Trump was speaking at a venue that was about 70% full, a site that has become increasingly familiar in the past week. You know what's interesting? In this story, they're saying the crowd size appears to have changed after the controversial Madison Square Garden rally. So he just had to have his Hitler rally, didn't he?
He did.
I love that a comedian might take him down. Yay! Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I need more. In Raleigh, Monday, the first of his four rallies of the day, there were well over 1,000 empty seats and no line to get in. At his second rally in Pennsylvania, the arena appeared about half full shortly before Trump was scheduled to begin. The timing of his address was later pushed back an hour. Please tell me we can get backstage footage at some point. He can't go out there now! There's only 7 people!
And they look bored. 7 bored-looking people. Did you see the people behind him at the Raleigh rally?
Yes,
Raleigh
and did
rally.
You see, who was it? Good Liars guys, our friends?
Yeah.
They were people all streaming out early.
Yeah.
And he's just, in the cameras, people now are like, when he goes, there's not an empty seat, and it just pans to
empty seats. Yeah.
Finally, some people are growing some balls. Listen, we see all you cowards and crawl out behind your rocks after we win, and just, you know, all newly found your courage finally. Oh, you know what? We will remember, Christopher. We will remember where we were, who the heroes were at this time in our history, and who the cowards were. All right, I'm done. Oh, should
I?
I was going to, yes, people need, have. There's a lot of full craws this morning.
Right.
We will get to people's. We have Charlie Pierce. Yep. We have Dino Badala. Oh, I guess I should break. All right.
Well, we're break time, yes.
Yes, I will get right to you, everybody.
Oh, boy.
Did you see people at Sexy Liberal yelling out things from the crowd like they think the phone lines are always open?
Yeah.
That was hilarious. I'm like, everybody shut up now.
Someone on Thread said that someone came down to the front with a sign, but nobody could see the sign.
Did you see?
And I guess security threw them out.
I didn't see it.
I had no idea that happened.
We had massive security presence because of Representative Schiff being there.
We had to sign extra things.
Yes. Okay. Buy the pay-per-view to help us.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, my desperation.
Uh-oh.
I have just run out of Morning Kick. And
hopefully
it is on its way. I did not plan accordingly. You don't understand. This is a sheer panic moment for me because I every day I do this so I can do the show at ass o'clock, so I can ride my bike 40 miles a week, so I can hike every day. I mean, I just I don't like the other. I have some other ones I don't like. I like the strawberry lemonade, and it has 10 supplements in there. I don't have to worry about counting stuff out. There's probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha, stuff for you to gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, support your gut health, you name it. Do it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge
Stephanie Miller
to a duel.
Knowledge that after age 30 our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
If you're ever worried about the safety of your home and family, there is no better time to act. Right now, you can get 60% off a new SimpliSafe security system, their best deal of the year. SimpliSafe is the home security I trust. I've been using it for years. I love the peace of mind it brings, knowing my home is protected 24/7. 60% off, you heard me right, today by visiting SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Old school alarm systems only kick in once someone is already inside your home. SimpliSafe stops criminals from entering your home in the first place with its exclusive active guard outdoor protection. Live agents keep watch outside your property 24/7. Plus, there are no long-term contracts, no cancellation fees, and professional monitoring plans start at about $1 a day. Right now, SimpliSafe is offering my listeners 60% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's their best offer of the year, so head over to SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like SimpliSafe.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Your friend Nick says my confidence is giving him anxiety.
Yes.
Should I be anxious? Would that make him confident?
Listen,
I'm both.
Okay.
I told you, I just long for an election cycle where I don't feel like every second I'm going to either have an orgasm or myself.
So you're anxiously
confident.
Sometimes
at the same time. Yes, I am nauseously optimistic.
Okay.
As Adam Schiff said at our show Saturday night. Okay. No, you wouldn't be human if you weren't feeling all this anxiety. There's too much on the line to not feel incredibly...
It's like we're waiting for a gender reveal. You know, is it going to be a boy or a girl?
Oh, actually, we're waiting on an STD result, I think, or like a terminal illness
A gender
result.
Reveal, a boy or a girl.
We're going to survive or not. Hi, Francis in Chicago. No, it's more dire than a gender
Stephanie
reveal.
Chris.
It's an STD or terminal illness result, isn't it?
But we may get a boy or a girl.
So I wanted to say that I voted today, like Chris is going to do later, and I waited only like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've never waited, ever.
Yeah, that's because we're not in a voter suppression state or area. Right, but so, yeah, if you are.
That is correct. And also, I wanted to tell you, you were terrific at Chicago Sexy Liberal. I'm sorry I wasn't able to meet you in person, but you have been a delight, and I'm waiting to watch the LA one. So thank you for all you do, and thank you for getting us through this. You are terrific.
Oh, thank you, friend. That's very sweet. Thank you. Yeah, the LA one, you got to see.
It's
fantastic. That, I think that was the, everybody was saying, best panel ever.
It was
really pretty, well, Chicago was epic as well. But yeah, Adam Schiff and Politics Girl, just magic, right? And Glenn Kirshner and Mark Hamill. Oh my God, just inspirational.
Yep.
I'm sorry. We do reviews still rolling in.
Oh, okay.
Max said, I loved Sexy Liberal Tour in Los Angeles. Watch pay-per-view. It was amazing. I have one note, though. More cooter was expected. The show seemed beaver-free. I was very...
disappointed! You got tons of nip, though.
Maybe have a clam cam?
Oh.
Mac, Louise.
It was tons of nip, though.
I know. I thought I made up for it with nip. Jeez.
In front of a senator.
There's always... Everybody's a critic. Not enough cooter. Sorry. I'd substitute nip, but then he wasn't buying it.
No. They weren't buying what you were selling.
Fine. Okay, George in Scranton, hi.
Good morning, Steph.
Hi, go ahead.
Let's call it Battleground Scranton today.
Yeah. Scrappy Scranton.
I just wanted to reminisce for a minute. When Terry Garr passed, you mentioned your I've Got a Secret experience.
Yeah.
I found some episodes online. And they were hilarious.
Aren't they?
I just want to say,
George, my favorite. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, dear?
No, go ahead, honey. Sorry.
You are as gorgeous now in your early 40s as you were when you were in your early 20s doing that show.
Thank you, George. Jesus. And thank you.
Don't lay it on so thick, George. Come on.
For supporting the big lie.
I have the pay-per-view from last weekend. It's fantastic, and I will be in the third row in Washington on January 18th.
Thank you, honey. Oh, fantastic. The big finale. I have to say that was my favorite experience in television was I've Got a Secret. And can I just say again, Terry Garr was every bit as sweet and funny off air as she was on air. And That was a sad.
The late night show wasn't your favorite experience in television?
No. Well, that was so brief, it was hard to know.
Your name was on it, though.
It ended before it began, almost. Lucretia in Milwaukee, real quick.
Hi. I just want to say that happy Election Day. And also, too, I hope that when Madam Vice President does become our president, the first point of order, she needs to get rid of the useless parrot that no one wants in the pet shop, Merrick Garland. He's got to go.
sad pet store parrot.
Yeah.
All right, Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've got a traffic alert to tell you about on this election day. The sheriff's office says a vehicle carrying a superload will be going through Dane County. That means it'll cause traffic delays and even road closures. It will take up at least two whole lanes. It's expected to move through the county mid to late morning. So here's the route. It's coming from Columbia County on County Highway V, south on County Highway I, State Highway 19, through Wanakee to U.S. Highway 12 and to State Highway 78. Officials advise if you are planning to take these roads, expect delays or use a different route. Within Madison city limits, we've got three referendums on the ballot. The biggest are for the school district. The Madison Metropolitan School District is asking for more than $600 million from taxpayers. That's split up into two referendums, an operational referendum of $100 million to keep the district going that would only pay staff and pay the bills. More districts across the state are asking for this kind of money, saying the school funding formula, not even keeping up with inflation, is setting them back. But the big one is the $507 million capital referendum that would go toward building new schools and renovating current ones. If both school referendums pass, the average homeowner would end up paying about $1,300 more on their taxes by year four. On year one, in 2025, it would cost under $400. But there are other referendums on the ballot here in Madison. The city is asking for $22 million to shore up the budget. Without that money, Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway has instructed departments to craft plans cutting 5% of their budgets and services. That could eliminate night and evening hours at the libraries. They've even discussed closing Goodman Pool to save most of the other services from the Parks Department. Property owners would pay about $50 extra per $100,000 in value. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. An isolated strong to severe storm, not terribly likely, but is possible. So be weather aware today. Our high 66, tonight down to 42, tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy and cooler with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now it's 64.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
At Furlow Mattress, Black Friday's going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Furlow mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for Election Day coverage. Wisconsin Decides 2024. We'll have all the news of Election Day as it unfolds from our election headquarters. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
The aspirations and the dreams of the American people, because we are optimistic and excited about what we can do together, and because we know it is time for a new generation of leadership in America.
You're here. Ha ha! Madam President.
Yes.
Good morning. Happy Election Day. Oh, our beloved Karen in Chicago. Hang on, where is she? Karen in Chicago. Boo boo foo foo. Chris and I just got your email because we're down a man. Jody's out this week,
right.
And we're so sorry.
I hear you.
We got your email about coming in studio next time for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh yeah, no worries. My God, I don't know how you guys do it getting up this early every day.
Well, when Jody's gone, you know, I mean, she sent her equally beautiful husband, but
yes.
You know, Chris still has a lot of heavy lifting.
It is early. So a couple of things. You know what? It was a little bit of bait and switch because we were promised Cooter, but hey, we got Nip.
That's right.
So extra that's
Nip.
Good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. Extra Nip. And then the other thing, there was a sign, Chris. I forgot about it.
Yeah.
I couldn't see what it said.
Nobody could.
Nobody could see what it said, but I imagine what it said was, are you a Stephanie Miller fan?
Okay.
That's what I
heard. Yes. That's
yeah. I just didn't know if we had a protester who got in, who paid, like, the admission price to get
it. We can joke about it now, but it really is a sign of the times. And just, you know, Trump going off on Adam Schiff again. I mean, seriously, if you knew the amount that we had to, you know, spend on security, which we're happy to do because, dear God, he's a national treasure. But we didn't used to have to live like this, Karen. It's a little comedy show, you know, that gives to liberal causes. You know, the fact that, you know, everybody now has to spend a boatload on security is just a sign of the Trump times, isn't it?
I know, and I am so ready to turn the page, and I am, I'm like you, Steph, I am hopeful, but yes, I do have a little rumbly-tumbly, and we're going to be getting on a plane later on, so, you know, I don't know what I was thinking, you know, packing travel and also election results in on one day.
You voted already, right?
A little, of course, I sure did,
okay.
No, I got that out of the way a long time ago, so yeah. I want to see a picture, though, Chris, of you with your sticker. I can't wait to see that.
I always post one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Naked. Now, because you went to the last day, we want naked with a sticker.
Yes, definitely, okay. Definitely. But, yeah, I think I am hopeful. But, listen, if people are going out to vote and you encounter a problem, I just want a quick reminder. ACLU hotline is 1-866-OUR-VOTE.
Yeah.
Share it with everybody you know because they are definitely trying to lie, cheat, and steal this one again. So.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Love you,
love
sweetheart.
You
fly safe.
Good
Happy Election Day. We love you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
You too.
I can't believe
too.
I missed a second shot at those tatas. Damn.
You could have motorboated her.
Yeah. I could have had a motorboat.
I would have worn something really low cut, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Low.
We could have had a motorboat morning here
well.
On the Stephanie Mill. Oh, well. All right. Next time. Next time. All right. No, we would have totally had her in the studio. We just, we are, just so people know, by the way, fine American Chris Lavoie not only did an amazing job at Sexy Liberal, but when Jody's gone, he does her job and his job. Jody, thank God Lonnie's here to run cameras.
Cameras, yes. But, I can't run
Chris
the audio board and the cameras at
Chris
the same
is
time,
getting sound bites and booking guests and sending me show prep and a lot of balls in the air. And he has, I don't really understand everything over there with all the buttons, but a lot of other stuff there in production things. Okay, just stuff. That's me. That's my imitation of your job. Just my hand. This, something.
This, that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
This
yeah.
and that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I keep the
point.
Trains running on time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Like Mussolini.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, by the way, Adam Schiff, that's the other whole reason for the pay-per-view. Not only his F-bomb, but his great story about Liz Cheney. He and Liz Cheney's text with each other.
Yeah.
Here she is.
What he did a couple of days ago, he's never done before. Taking the step of saying, you know, 9 rifles shooting her in the face. And he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He knows he's it's a threat.
A direct threat.
To intimidate.
Yeah.
Obviously, the intimidation won't work.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, she's stronger than that. She's not going to be intimidated by that.
And I just have to say, I'm sorry, because he is an awful person, Donald Trump. He seems to attract all the most awful people. I'm glad. Oh, there's a big bag of rats fight. Laura Loomer's fighting with, who is it now?
Oh, I forgot.
Bobby Kennedy Jr.
Yes.
And Roger Stone.
Yeah.
Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. You're all so awful. Oh, because the grifter is grifting the other grifter.
Yep.
Bobby Kennedy is raising money.
Yep.
So Laura Loomer called him out because he's grifting Trump supporters to pay off his Democratic primary debts, which... I love that he's grifting number money that's going to the Democratic Party, which is So Laura Loomer, noted lunatic conspiracy theorist, called out the other lunatic conspiracy theorist, Bobby Kennedy. And then Roger Stone's on, I can't remember now, Bobby Kennedy's side, because, of course, he wants to, you know, up Kamala Harris. That's the only point of Bobby Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's move on. Oh, I just other awful people. I'm sorry. That was my theme. A former Navy SEAL, this right-wing douchebag.
Yes.
That was involved in the operation to kill bin Laden, seemed to threaten young voters with sexual abuse yesterday Sunday for voting for Vice President Harris. Robert O'Neill, this douche.
Yeah.
So Harry Cison, one of the young Gen Z guys that we know, said, "We're Gen Z voters and we all proudly voted for Kamala Harris. Real men support Harris." It was just a know picture. He quote a positive picture of a bunch of
their voting stickers
guys.
And all that. Yeah.
Right. And he tweeted at them, "You're not men, you're boys. If there was no social media, you would be my concubines."
So.
Wow. Wow.
This guy thinks he's being all aggressive and tough, but in reality, he's revealing his desire to keep young boys as concubines?
It's all a little confusing.
Okay.
It's a thing that makes you go, hmm.
I think he didn't mean to do that, but
he did. I don't think that means what you think it means.
Yeah.
It's like the guy that yelled at, what's his name? Travis Kelce's brother.
Right.
That Travis Kelce is a faggot that's dating Taylor Swift, which I don't think he understands.
That's not a thing.
Okay.
Yep.
Ross in Kansas City. Hello, Ross.
Hello.
Hello.
Hang on.
Hi.
Yes. Yep. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Ross, go ahead.
Anyway, hi. I was at the Kansas City show and the LA show.
Oh, wow.
I'm a
double dipper.
You're a good boy.
I know. Anyway, I actually met you guys, or I spoke with you guys in Kansas City. I wasn't able to at the. It was sold out when I tried my tickets in LA. Huh. Anyway, so I lost out. But I have a prediction.
Yes.
I don't think Trump's going to go away. After all the shenanigans and all the nonsense that's going to happen, because he will do all that.
Yeah, of course.
But instead of him going off in the sunset like we all hoped and way Glenn Kirshner predicted, I think he will declare himself the winner and skip town, leave the country, and declare himself president in exile.
Dictator in exile, he just said a couple days ago, Ross, he shouldn't have left. I mean, I know we get numb to him, but do you understand what he was saying? He shouldn't have left. He should have completed the coup by force. I mean, I don't know how he would have done that, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Right.
I just think think about this: if he's a president in exile, he can continue his chaos. He can continue to grift his MAGA people.
Yep.
He can pretend to still try to stay relevant.
And he can be martyred. He martyrs himself by doing that as well.
Yeah.
Oh, he loves to be a martyr and a victim. Yep. Oh, man, it plays into everything.
It does.
And so it seems to me that would be the logical thing. And I think it might actually, if Judge Marchand actually sentences him earlier, like before January 6th, he'll jump town earlier, which would be the good thing, you know,
ends up involving Dog the Bounty Hunter would be great. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
Ross, are they still laughing at me in Kansas City for ordering broccoli at the barbecue restaurant?
Yeah, that is kind of unforgivable, but that's okay.
You know what? I dream about that broccoli, though. It was really good. It was steamed and it had Parmesan cheese on it. It was fantastic. Yeah.
Jack Stack. Jack Stack's good onion rings.
That's what I heard, but I've never had an onion ring there.
I don't do deep fry.
Yeah, they got good sides.
All right, go have some broccoli in honor of Mama.
I had some. I had some corn that was swimming in melted cheese that was insanely good.
The cheesy corn.
Yes.
So that's their thing. Yeah.
Apparently, cheese is on everything.
Well, it's Kansas City.
Love you, Ross. All right, go have some election day victory broccoli for me at Jack Stack's.
No.
I really was yesterday. I was thinking, I got to go to the store, I got to call Jack Stack. How exactly do you make this?
Do you know how to steam? You don't know how to steam broccoli?
I do, but I feel like they did something special. It was just the right, al dente, and it had little sprinklings of Parmesan. Oh, so good.
Well, you could, get a wedge of Parmesan from the store and,
Oh, that's true. I mean, I have. Okay, never mind. Karen.
don't use the shaky stuff.
I have shaky stuff. Karen in Philly, what's going on?
Oh, hi. Boots on the ground here.
Yep.
So I've been, my sister and I have been volunteering at Kamala headquarters in West Philadelphia for the last 6 weeks.
Good for you.
Started out slow and ended up just fantastic. Buses from D.C. and New York, people flying in, driving in from everybody, everywhere. We even had a couple people fly in from Europe.
Wow.
And just to go out to canvas. And the whole state, they knocked on a million doors, not just my district. So what we say here is that the election hinges on Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania hinges on Philadelphia, and Philadelphia hinges on West Philadelphia. And tell Frangela that the black grannies in West Philadelphia are so wonderful. I just want to cry every time I hug them and shake their hands. They're fantastic.
Philly's going to crack America's Liberty Bell today. I'm just telling you.
Absolutely.
Here's one last thing. Yeah, no, go ahead. Here's a question I have for you, though. I don't get the states. Pennsylvania in particular, you don't count ballots until like November 8th, right?
That's the deadline to be counted. Yes.
That's the deadline. And I didn't vote early because the whole early voting mail-in thing is crazy. Yep. So I was there at 6:45 this morning and I voted and I did not, Chris, I did not get hit by a bus.
There you go.
See, people seem to think that you're automatically going to be hit by a bus if you vote on election day.
Could be a cement truck. Could be, you know. All right. Thank you, Karen. Love you.
Mwah. Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Kamala Harris campaign urging patience heading into today, bracing for the outcome to not be known for several days. They said early results Tuesday night. So some states we will know early. Early tonight from Georgia and North Carolina, as well as other states like Virginia, Florida, Ohio, and Colorado will be informative, but urge caution in reading too much into them.
Right.
By the end of the night, the campaign expects near complete results from Georgia, North Carolina, Michigan, as well as partial results from Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Arizona. But ballots will continue to be counted for many days. In Nevada, mail ballots can arrive until November 9th. Mm-hmm. And Pennsylvania can't begin to count provisional ballots till November 8th. I think that's so ridiculous, honestly. Every state should just change to counting them as soon as they come in. Everybody wants, doesn't matter, this isn't partisan. Everyone wants to know as soon as possible. Everyone would like to know election night, so I don't get that.
I don't think it should be a hard and fast rule. I think every state should have it.
A lot of Republicans run states, it's by design, so that Trump can say he won on election night and that, they're cheating by counting all these ballots are coming in later that are fraud.
Wasn't it like that before Trump was even an issue?
No, everything bad started with Trump.
Okay. All right.
Don't test me today. Now I'm going to need another love tweet.
All right.
Maureen said, sexy liberal was so much fun, energizing, funny, political nerd prom. Yes, it was. And it's only $20.24 at sexyliberal.com.
And maybe if you watch it, you could tell us what was on that sign.
Yes, exactly. All right. Mark Hamill also told a hilarious story about Harrison Ford. So there's a lot.
Yes.
That's not ever been on previous shows. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Quito Mobile. Quito saves money. Okay, I am really crawling to the finish line this election day. But I know one thing, and that is this is the OG sexy liberal company. They have been giving money over $95 million now to progressive nonprofits that share your values, right? Like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All. When you join Credo, you get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Why would a progressive choose anyone else?
Seriously.
I mean, why? Switching is so smart, so easy. You bring your current phone, bring your current number, bam, go right to credomobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat. She is an attention strumpet.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there is one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower and older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It is tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperature, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty has created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My Bonnie and Clyde devour it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Tax fees may apply. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion, and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Hear full election coverage of this campaign Tuesday night on 92.7 WMDX. Join us as we cover everything from the pre-poll closing to post-poll closing, analysis and results, all night long until the final results are in. Coverage is being brought to you by Chad's Design Build, sustainable renovations and construction since 1992, online at chadsdesignbuild.com. Be here Tuesday night starting at 6.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show. Chewable vitamin C. Pardon me. Okay. Credo Mobile. The OG sexy liberal company. I think, you know, if Lonnie would put himself on camera, you have no doubt about Jody Hamilton's taste.
This is true.
Exquisite taste in both husband and phone companies. She knew about Credo Mobile for like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
What kind of slackers are we? What kind of stragglers?
Yeah.
Okay. They've been America's only progressive phone company who every month donates tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits. They're a company that shares your values, that give to Planned Parenthood, March for Our Lives, on and on. When you join Credo, you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Switching is easy peasy. Get in. We're going saving. You bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Get in the car. We're going to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com. Yep. That is CredoMobile.com. All right. Oh, we have Cub reporters around the country. Carl Frisch will also be calling in.
Where
he is working. Charlie Pierce coming up. Dean Obadala.
Yep. Carl Frisch is helping a targeted race in Virginia today. Eugene Vindman.
Brian is our Cub reporter in Queens, New York. Hello, Brian.
Yeah. How you doing, Steph?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just listening to you and so forth. And, you know, you said that America will make the right choice tonight and elect Harris. I'm hoping for it as well. Some of the signs that you said, if you could explain some more of, you know, how she might pull this out or how we might just win this, especially Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I mean, Pennsylvania might be one of those that we don't know since they don't count provisional ballots until
I think Pennsylvania is why we didn't know 8th. For 4 days in 2020.
Yeah, Pennsylvania, what's up? Oh, by the way, a key Trump campaign staffer in Pennsylvania was fired from his job last week after he was exposed as a white nationalist who made racist statements online, which normally the key part of that sentence is was exposed, because otherwise that would get you a promotion in the Trump campaign.
Sure.
But it's only because it came out in the press.
Yeah,
because
he got caught.
Yeah. It's just like, it's like the comedian at Madison Square Garden who was vetted and his thing was put in the teleprompter was suddenly a coffee boy.
Right.
Oh, do we still have coffee boy? I think we have a jingle for Donald Trump. So little time, so many coffee boys, so many people that just got coffee that he has no idea who they are, never met them, didn't know who they are.
Coffee boy, oh my little coffee boy.
Mike, everybody.
Hey, rock about Mike.
Hey, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to play Nazi Trash in Hour 3, everybody, because we haven't played it in Hour 3. It's a whole different audience, you know, drive time, everybody.
Good morning.
Hi.
Well, you know, as both I and Buzz Burbank pointed out on Twitter this morning, the era of the Trump rally is over.
Yeah.
I hope so.
And, I had Ed McMahon, I hold in my hand the last Trump rally. But anyway, it reminded me that I have all these Trump bits, and I need to have closeout sale. I'm probably going to go on eBay and sell all the Trump bits and songs.
Yes.
Hopefully.
And it's a lot.
Cross.
Yeah.
All right. What am I going to do with the rest of my life?
Listen, we're going to be on defense. Do you know how ridiculous they're going to be about President Kamala Harris? Do you know the racism and sexism?
I know. You know,
it's going to be like when we were on defense with Obama.
Right.
There's going to be plenty of Nazi weirdos to make fun of.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We're readying Nazi trash for Hour 3. We love
Good
you.
Luck.
We love you, Robert Mike.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, there he goes.
You're
Goodbye.
The best.
Goodbye. He is the best. Angela in Maryland. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
It's Angela, the physically challenged superhero of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey.
How are you? Since Jody's on vacation, I just wanted to help you out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Because I've been working on Jody's Melania impression.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yes. Yep.
Individual liberty.
Yes, very good.
That was good.
Very good. Very good. Everyone can play. Oh. We're playing the home game. Yes, I think after Trump loses today and is on his way to prison in 3 weeks, Melania will want individual liberty. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Or she will want country gold visits.
No, she won't be conjugal. Well, God, are you kidding? That's the biggest bonus, is not having to have conjugal visits. You know what? I feel like we just can't remind people enough. In 3 weeks, he might be sentenced to jail.
He is running to stay out of prison. That's the only reason he's running.
Is in very short. Just think of the orgasm we're going to have when she wins, and then 3 weeks, it's just rolling. I may not stop. I mean, just rolling ones.
You're going to have your own
Until
conjugal
he goes
visit.
To prison. Pardon?
You're going to have your own conjugal visit.
Yes. Okay. Carl Frisch, Charlie Pierce, Dean Obadala, the whole crew coming up.
a new choice.
Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Jane, Matt, Nair, and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is here. It is election day. Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Make sure you go to vote. Make sure you join us.
Matt and Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.